This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Alexandra Mora Medina. This week, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke to Congress, appearing by video from Kyiv. He asked for more aid, military equipment, and for NATO-enforced no-fly zone in Ukrainian airspace. That's one thing Arizona Congressman Greg Stanton, a Democrat, does not want, despite saying the U.S. should do more. Other members of Arizona's congressional delegation echoed Stanton's stance on a no-fly zone, but they supported increased sanctions. President Joe Biden is scheduled to travel to Belgium next week for a NATO summit about Ukraine. President Joe Biden came to the National League of Cities conference in Washington, D.C. this week to tout the success of the American Rescue Plan. City officials call the plan a lifesaver. This comes after it was approved last March. The nearly $2 trillion relief package assisted with homelessness, food insecurity, and more. Tempe Mayor Corey Woods used some of the funds allocated to county and city governments to assist people experiencing homelessness. One of his efforts was to purchase a roadway inn that was converted into a shelter. Looking back, he says buying the motel was a big help to the community. 2000 to 2021 was the driest 22-year period since the year 800. That's according to a study from researchers at the University of California, Los Angeles, and Columbia. But there's a promising new pilot project in California that aims to conserve water while producing renewable energy. Cronkite News' Karen Marroquin explains from Los Angeles.
Cracked soil, dead plants, and low water levels are just some of the repercussions that states like Arizona and California are currently experiencing from the drought. And in places like Turlock, California, Josh Weimer with the Turlock Irrigation District says farmers have had to adjust to these circumstances.
We have a 5-member locally elected board, and 3 years ago, they started reducing the amount of water available to farmers to prepare for an instance like this.
NASA says drought happens for many reasons, such as climate change and changes in ocean temperatures or the jet stream. For irrigation canals, water evaporates and exacerbates the situation. But a first-in-the-nation pilot project has a solution. Project Nexus plans to install solar panel canopies over sections of the Turlock Irrigation District's canals to develop energy and curb evaporation. Weimer says the potential is vast.
If we were to cover all 4,000 miles of irrigation canals and water aqueducts in California, what could be the potential water quality and water supply savings, and also how much renewable energy will we be able to generate?
The idea came from a study by California researchers. They illustrated that putting solar panels over California's canals could potentially save 63 billion gallons of water every year. That would be enough to irrigate 50,000 acres of farmland or meet the residential water needs of more than 2 million people. Study author Brandy McEwen is a postdoctoral scholar at the University of California, Santa Cruz. She says there may be another benefit, too.
There's a thermal threshold on solar panels. If they become too hot, they have a decline in performance. And so because water heats up more slowly than land, we estimate there could be an increase in efficiency in solar panel electricity.
Weimer says that solar canals means there is no demand on land use.
If we want to buy land to put renewable energy, the cost of that land drives up the overall project. And we're a publicly owned utility, and so any costs get directly passed on to our ratepayers.
McEwen adds this project could also help protect other parts of the environment.
A lot of large-scale solar developments are out in the Mojave Desert, and these areas are sensitive and home to threatened species like the Mojave Desert tortoise. So by using already disturbed land, we can avoid habitat loss, degradation, and fragmentation.
Construction is expected to begin this fall. It's only being tested in California, but Weimer thinks it could expand to other parts of the country.
In Arizona, obviously, very large irrigation companies and great spot for obviously solar. And so it's something that I think has real world implications outside of just California.
In fact, India has been installing solar panels over canals for years and has seen success in reducing water evaporation. As for the project in Turlock, Weimer says it will take 1 to 2 years to determine how viable solar canals are.
We think that it is going to be designed in a way that will be successful, but we'll see in a few years.
Reporting from Los Angeles, Karen Marroquin, Cronkite News.
The nation was a little greener yesterday as Americans dressed up and celebrated St. Patrick's Day. President Joe Biden met virtually with Irish Prime Minister Micheál Martin. He planned to visit the White House and attend the Friends of Ireland lunch until he tested positive for COVID-19. Although in-person celebrations were up from last year, only 54% of the United States planned to participate. But it still generated revenue, and the nation nearly spent $6 billion on the festivities. That's according to reports from the National Retail Federation. If you missed Thursday's events, there are still some bar crawls planned for the weekend in Tucson, Tempe, and Scottsdale. We had help today from Regan Priest, Karen Marroquin, and Emma Vandenindy. Our show was produced by Kristen Dorman. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News To Go. I'm Alexandra Mora Medina.